You know, as we're going through this crazy time in our world, as we are recording this in the fall, early winter of 2020, it makes you think a lot about companionship. It makes you think about the value of friendship, about the value of family, about the times that you have with one another, especially as we get into the holiday season. And how for many years we may have dreaded some of those occasions. We may have put some of them off. We may have been, you know, less than appreciative of those who are around us. But if our loved ones are still here, we can only hope that we will have more of them as things get better in time. But it also makes you wonder about having encounters with the dead, the ghosts. Whereas in many cases, we may push them off, not want to have them, not want to be around those sorts of things. But when we're all kind of cooped up, and if you're cooped up in a haunted house, is there a way to kind of make that a little more bearable? Not just, hey, you don't show your existence to me, I'll be okay with you, but more so, hey, let's get together and have a Cornish hen, you know, or at the least a delicious ham salad sandwich. You know, everybody sits around the table, cut it up into squares. You can't go wrong there. Even the dead like ham salad. Trust me. It's a very interesting time for thinking about relationships, whether it be with the living or the dead. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we're going to hear about some visitations, some experiences, and people coming to realizations about their relationships with those that they have those encounters with. A listener is visited by both an evil entity and a guardian angel. In the end, though, which one held more power? And how do you explain to someone that a spirit woman shows up in your house, brings candles, by the way, stays for about 4 days, and then just simply goes away, disappears, never to be seen again? What was she? What did she want? Why was she there? And who was she there for more? Herself, her spirit, something that her soul needed? Or was it more so for the living person that she had the visit with? Two great stories in today's episode. Real Ghost Stories Online. It's EPP bonus episode number 328. My name's Tony Virsky. Stay with us. Sometimes intuition is a scary thing. It's an interesting thing, but it can certainly be a scary thing, because out of nowhere, you can be just sitting, working on your computer, doing mindless, you know, exercises, whatever it may be. And then suddenly, just boom, you just get this feeling, this rush of adrenaline, this urge of concern. And sometimes you don't know what or why, and sometimes you know exactly why, and it's connected to someone that maybe wasn't even on your mind at all at that moment, but there's something like a signal just got to you. Have you ever had that experience where you just empathically know, no matter how far away that person is, they're in danger? Something is going on. They may need my help. In our next story, we hear about that. It's very much a mother's intuition, as she knows that their child is in danger and needs help. Take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share with you some of my experiences with what I believe were evil spirits, along with my experiences with my guardian angel. I grew up in a Catholic family, however, I never practiced my faith as a child because I just did not understand the religion. My mom, on the other hand, was extremely devout. It's because of her prayers, which I believe I have been protected by my guardian angel plenty of times, more so during my teenage years. When I began elementary school, my family moved into a condo in Southern California. At this time, I began to develop a deep depression, and my family, which includes my father, my mom, second oldest brother, and my older sister, started to fall apart. There was something about the condo that quickly made me feel unwelcomed. I could not put my fingers on it. My father became extremely abusive soon after he moved in. I honestly believe that something to this day affected my father and is attached to him. I do not remember having any good memories while we lived there. What I do remember is how there were constant fights and arguments over little things, and the only two people who seemed to be unaffected were my mom and me. Let me start with my sister, because she, I believe, was the first one to be attacked. My sister told me that she had constant terrifying experiences in her room as a teenager. Anytime she was in her room, she felt like someone was standing in her doorway and intensely staring at her. The only way she felt nearly comfortable was to close and lock her door, where she did not feel completely safe. Almost every night, she could hear her closed closet door slide open slowly. When she heard this, she would gently pull her covers over her head because of how scared she was. She believed that this would stop whatever it was from getting closer. One night, her closet door began to slide open again, but this time she witnessed it open with her own eyes. What she saw terrified her enough to run to my mom and beg to sleep with her. According to my sister, she saw a dark hand from within the closet slide the door open. She does not remember if the lights were on or off, but she is 100% sure that she saw the hand. The activity around her also began to escalate. The nights got worse for her as the hand began to start grabbing at her legs and feet at night. However, she could not see it when it would physically touch her. At one point, she began to hear breathing in her ear and a cold air that came along with it. She said it felt evil. My sister told me that once she put religious icons in her room, it kind of kept it at bay. I think she had a Saint Michael, the archangel, placed in her room along with a cross. Fifth grade, which was also a time my sister moved out, was when I began to have the most frightening experiences. Our condo had two floors. The first had a garage that connected into the hallway, which led into the living room. From the living room, you could reach the stairs or the kitchen. The stairs led up to another small hallway, which was more like a T intersection, with a master bedroom to the left, a small bedroom straight ahead, and the full bathroom to the right. I hated the garage as a child. It felt like another world devoid of joy or light. To me, it felt like something lived in the garage, so I would avoid it as much as possible. Quick note, in my entire life up till now, I did not see things, but I can feel them. So most of my experiences involve me feeling or sensing things. My mom and I shared the master bedroom, and my brother had a small bedroom for himself. I, like my sister, hated the hallway at the top of the stairs because I felt the same intense stare. Luckily, the master bedroom was the only room in the entire condo that felt safe. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing and have access to all 328 bonus episodes of our program, advanced episodes of the show, ad-free. You also get our archive of episodes, thousands of episodes right there to binge away on. It's going to be a long winter. If you're looking for ghost stories and you just can't get enough of it, you found the right place. $5 a month gets you access to all of it. Sign up for a full annual membership and you'll get 1 month free. On top of all this stuff I just talked about, you get our ebook, our audiobook, and a whole bunch more other bonus content there for you as a big thank you for helping to keep our show on the air. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com, ghostpodcast.com. Or Patreon, if you like Patreon. Patreon.com/realghoststories allows you to sign up as well. $5 a month or do the annual membership and get 1 month free as a thank you for signing up for that year-long commitment. It's tough right now, I know. We greatly, greatly appreciate your support in allowing us to stay on the air. And it's an honor to help keep you company during these difficult days. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Brisky. Thank you for listening.